We are following some breaking news today. Hezbollah has rejected the latest ceasefire proposal with Israel. It's something Iran says has to be agreed upon before reaching a peace deal with the U.S. And it comes as army officials are telling Fox News the conflict is putting a strain on the Pentagon budget. Our chief national security correspondent, Jennifer Griffin, is reporting live from Washington. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Aisha. Well, the unresolved conflict with Iran, the rising cost of fuel and unexpected U.S. military operations is straining the Pentagon budget, U.S. Army officials told Fox, forcing tough budget decisions and curtailed training. Quote, current energy market dynamics, an oblique reference to disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz, are increasing fuel costs, which can affect the cost of transporting personnel, supplies and equipment. The chief of naval operations, Admiral Darrell Cottle, told the House Armed Services Committee that without supplemental funding, the U.S. Navy will have to make tough decisions.
The FY26 budget didn't bake in Epic Fury. That does come at costs, and it comes at operational costs. Things like fuel costs, operating hours, training airframes, and all the sorts of incremental things, munitions that you actually expend during wartime. I do fear that I'll have to start making decisions in the July timeframe on how I do force generation.